Siman Reish Lamed Tes is entitled Din Kriyas Shema al Mitasoy. Certainly numerous topics within this discussion. Exactly what the laws are, so we're just going to begin today learning about the laws of Kriyas Shema al Mitasoy, before one goes to sleep. Kari al Mitasoy Parash Rishon Shel Shema. So he says, the Mechaber tells us that when it comes to Kriyas Shema al Mita, it's only necessary to say the first paragraph. And then it says, "Umivarech hamapil chevli shena al einoy." Then afterwards, you say the bracha of hamapil, which clearly this is the order. That first you say the Shema, and then afterwards you say hamapil. Which for those that do say entire Kriyas Shema al Hamita, which is found in benchers some, and certainly in the Siddur, the article Siddur, it's not in that order. You have perhaps one of the most beautiful tefillos, which is so kedai for a person to read and certainly to say every day, which is the Ribono Shel Olam tefilo, which basically is asking Hashem to allow a person to be moichel everyone. He says, moichel chol mi shehichis, anyone who got me upset, I should be moichel, I should not have any grudge on any person. It's a beautiful thing to do before a person was to sleep. And then afterwards, you ask for mechila yourself, which is a very powerful tefila. But after that, the Ribono Shel Olam paragraph, in the Siddur, it has a mapil. And then afterwards, the Shema, which again, according to the way I just read the Shulchan Aruch, it says that first you say the Kriya Shema, and then it says Umavarach HaMapil. So obviously, the fact that it's done this way leads to a logical conclusion that it's a machlokas. There are different opinions exactly what should be done. So we look in the Mishnah Brura. The Mishnah Brura tells us as follows. Im hispal arvis mibod yom. First he focuses his attention on saying only the first paragraph of the Shema. That's not always the situation. He says, for example, a person would daven marv and it's daytime, which is what we do on Friday night. So one of the things that we are encouraged to do is to repeat the Kriya Shema. The Mishnah Brura tells us that one is able to fulfill the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, saying it in the proper time, by saying more than just paragraph number one by Kriya Shema al Mita. Sarach likros kol parshios. You read all three parshios by Kriya Shema al Mita. That is a way that one is able to accomplish having fulfilled the mitzvah of saying the Shema, which we typically do by Marav, which you did, but you did it too early. It was still light out. But of course, it's not enough to just say the three paragraphs. The Mishnah Brura tells us, "V'yachavin lotzis mehen hamitzvah sasei shel kriyas shema v'gam hamitzvah shel zechias yisrael." The person have to have, of course, the kavana that you're about to be mekayim a mitzvah. Assuming mitzvah suichas kavana, you have to know what you're doing, and therefore you should have the intention of fulfilling that mitzvah. So, if in the event that you're utilizing kriyas shema mita to fulfill the obligation of the shema at night, then you should say all three paragraphs. Otherwise, one is sufficient. The Tov Lomer Tomid Kol Kriya Shema, he says the reality is, and there are some that actually have this custom, that even if you did say it at the proper time, that you say all three paragraphs of the Shema anyway. Shehi Ramach Tevos, which has in it 248 words, of course, including also the words Kel Melech Naaman, Lishmo Ramach Evara. And the idea of the Shema gives us the idea that we're asking Hashem to protect us and to take care of us, our physical needs as well, which corresponds to the 248 bones of a body, according to the words of Chazal. And in fact, it's brought down in the commentaries down here in the Art Scroll Siddur. He says, because in the Siddur it only has one paragraph for Kriya Shema al Mita, it says the words Kel Melech Naaman. And he says as follows, quoting the words of the Maaseh Shekel, he says that the whole inyan of saying Kel Melech Naaman is only if a person is going to say all three paragraphs. So very interesting. The Art Scroll only has one paragraph and it has Kel Melech Naaman. But if you're only saying it as it's being said, there's no need to have to say Kel Melech Naaman, because the whole purpose of saying those three words is to equal the 248. And that's typically, if, let's say you're davening by yourself, we say Kel Melech Naaman. If you're davening with Tzibur, we hear the Chazan repeat three words, Hashem Elokeichem Emes, which that causes the 248. But if you're only saying one paragraph, then it's not necessary to say Kel Melech Neaman Sosis Lamachzis L'Shekel. So again, it's an interesting idea, is that in the Siddur, it only has one paragraph, and it has Kel Melech Neaman, which apparently there's no real inyan to say it if you're only saying one paragraph. Another interesting point that's brought out over here, that the bracha of Hamapil, which just to the translation of the bracha, Hamer Hamapil Chevli Shena Al Enoi Snuma Mia Al Fapoi, is translated, "Who you cast the bonds of sleep upon my eyes and slumber upon my eyelids." Some beautiful mafarshim down here, and he says that one of the things that we're doing by saying Hamapil is that, I'm just going to read the sentence, that we thank God for returning us to active living. That's one bracha. But also, here, we thank Him for the gift of sleep. This is actually the gift of being able to sleep, and to be able to have a good night's sleep at that. So, just want to focus on this switch, if you will, which, and then we'll stop. The Mishnah Berurah tells us as follows. According to the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch, you say Hamapil after Kriya Shema, right? That's what it says. And the why is it that way? It's Kedei Shtehei HaBracha Smuch L'Sheina. That as soon as you say the bracha of Hamapil, we're going to discuss next time, if you're allowed to eat, you talk afterwards, that we'll discuss later on, another time. But nonetheless, there are those who have say it's better to say Hamapil last, after the Shema, in order that you should be able to conclude the Hamapil, then Amina go to sleep. But Mashakari Acharkach Yoshiba Seser, and according to the Siddur, it's not done that way at all. Hamapil is really the first thing you say, and then afterwards, just numerous pages of different tefillos. So that, he says, Kivanda Havi Mishum Shmira Lo Havi Hefsin. The fact that you're saying all these things for the same purpose, so it's not really a separation, it's not a hesek between your saying Hamapil and your sleeping. But then he says in brackets, V'yesh medaktikin levar hamapil b'sof achar kol ha'psuk. And he quotes the Eliyahu Rabba in the name of the Shlah that says that they say hamapil last. And therefore, for myself, my minhag, which of course there are different minhagim, is to go against the way it's printed. To say the Rabbona Sha'olam, to say the Shema, to say all those tefillos, and then afterwards to conclude with hamapil. But of course, if one follows the nusach, the way it's written in the Siddur, and that is one's minhag, then certainly one must embrace their minhag.